Unbelievable stuff. What a comeback from the Panthers. 36-28.
What?
Who would have thought, Trent Merrin? Good morning.
Morning, guys.
What happened the first 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was... I couldn't believe it, to be honest. They were kept standing behind the try line the whole half. So it was... it wasn't the way we planned to start the game, but it was what it was. And we come out at half time and played some footy that we know we're capable of doing.
It's all right to say, at the half time break, we still thought we could win, and that was the expectation. But Trent, in the fair dinkum world, it was a miracle.
it was hard work. I think we've been saying it all year. You don't usually get the ball, the bounce of the ball in your court. I think everything just aligned for us in that second half, and we've been waiting for it to happen all year. So, I wouldn't say it was luck. I'd say that work meets opportunity, and we took it.
Yeah,
no, but if you give teams 22 points start every week, mate, you're going to end up on the wrong end of the ledger.
Well, the bookies wouldn't be too happy about it.
Mate, it was, the execution was fantastic in the second 40. It must have been a bit of a put off walking off and getting booed by the home crowd. And what was addressed at halftime?
Yeah, it was one of those tough moments, obviously, at home, and the whole crowd's booing you off the field. It's a challenging thing to be able to just cop and go in at halftime like the way that we did. So we had everything against us, and I think that it's a inspirational win. I think if you're going to win a game, I think they're the ones that you'd want to win. I think the whole team drew inspiration from it, belief from it, and I think the fans did as well. So that's been our whole objective all year, and it's something that we need to build off now.
Yeah, exactly, mate. We had a chat with young Nathan Cleary earlier on this week, and we sort of made the same point. Is that 40 minutes the kickstart that you really need to... And you'll look back and think, that's where our season really got going.
Yeah, it is definitely one of those moments. I think it's up to us now to make that happen. Yeah. So the belief's there. We know we can come back from a few points, but the challenge is not to put ourselves in that position. So we've got some great teams that we're going to come up against now, so we really need to make a run for it.
Now, how involved in set plays are you, Trent, with the Panthers? Because I see you wearing that pink T-shirt at training, and it was because of what? Lack of concentration? Tell us the truth here.
We're out attacking the line, and Cardi come around quick and caught a play, and I went blank. I just stood there. I went blank. But everyone moved except me, and I blew up at Wild because I said to him that we haven't been practicing it. And went in after the game, and I asked the coach, and he said we've been practicing it for 2 weeks. So. I definitely deserve to be wearing the goose shirt this week.
You can't get away with it.
No, you've got to cop it, don't you?
Mate, any chat about Origin from Laurie? Have you received a phone call?
No, nothing at all. So, yeah, I'm just like you guys. I'm just playing footy. Well, obviously not you guys aren't playing footy, but I am. So I'll just, see what happens there. If it comes my way, I'll be grabbing it with both hands. But if not, I'll be just keep working harder and put myself in that position.
Well, it's a strange one. I mean, you just played for the Kangaroos. Do you think your form deserves an Origin spot?
Probably the start of the year, probably not. But the last few weeks, I feel that I've bounced back from a few poor form games. If that's enough, then it'll be great, but that's not my call.
Yeah, Peter Wallace is being touted as the hooker, which would be great for him.
Oh, I'm so happy for him and very proud of him. He's chipped away. He's faced some massive challenges over the years with his knee and playing out of position. I think you don't see too many players coming from the halves and then go into a role like hooker and excel and possibly named Origin hooker. I think it's a credit to himself. It's one of the toughest positions to play in, and never having any experience in there, and just adapting to it and taking the challenge head on. He's one person that really deserves it.
You believe he's up to? I mean, he's played Origin as a halfback before, Trent. Do you believe he'll fit that Origin criteria as a hooker?
Oh, 100%. He's made for Origin. Well, he's tough. He's angry. and he's got all respect from the boys, and he's one of those players that doesn't stop talking out there too. So, I reckon he'll do a greater job than what he did in the halves in Origin at hooker.
Yeah, no. I'd love to see him there. That would be terrific. And Matty, I want to talk about the Panthers, mate, and your number six position. It started out with Cleary and Timmy Martin there, and now Bryce Cartwright's there. My question to you is, where's Bryce's best position? Like, if you already had a six, where do you think Bryce's best position is?
Oh, yeah, it's tough. I think last year he's been in and out of position, so yeah. I think he's asking the same question. But I believe he's a great back rower.
Mm.
He causes havoc with players, especially on the edge there, especially if he's offload, and he's got a short kicking game as well. So, I seriously prefer him in the back row position, but he's doing a great job for us in the halves too. So, as long as he can keep going forward for us in the halves, I'm happy for him to be there.
Mate, unfortunately, we hear the news of Greg Inglis, and it never ceases to amaze. It doesn't discriminate mental health issues, mate, but hopefully he's getting the help he needs. We believe he is, but it's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's definitely an issue in the game. I feel the pressure that all the players are under, including social media, the media base out there as well, I don't feel that helps issues at all. But yeah, I think it's something that we definitely need to work on as a business in the NRL. I think we see too much of it. Especially, it can happen to anyone.
Or absolutely.
The calibre of a player that Greg Inglis is. Mm. A lot of kids look up to him, a lot of players and fans look up to him. And it's a sad thing to see. I wish him all the best, and hopefully he gets the help that he needs. But, just a quick thing. It's an embarrassing thing to put your hand up to say that you had a mental illness. I feel it's just like having a cold. I feel it's something that there's help there to access, and there's people around that can help as well. So I feel that we need to step in the right direction with this, because it's happened too often.
Well done, Trent. Well said, mate. And thanks for your time again.
No, thanks for having me, Gord.
Have a good game this weekend. Trent Merrin.